today happened to be the day for the judgment. After the state opened their case, closed their case, as the defense, we opened ours and closed it. So today we're expecting the judge to render his judgment in relation to the fate of Mundipiri. He hasn't been charged for the murder of one Lawrence Sander. But before the judge could get started reading the judgment, the state entered what is called a nolle prosequi, that is proceeding with prosecution. And they stopped the prosecution for Mundipiri and decided that they'd go ahead with the judgment for the other, the co-accused. At that point, the nature of the law in Zambia is such that when the DPP, that's the Director of Public Prosecution, enters what is known as a nolle prosequi, they simply inform the court. The court can't say no, and no one can challenge that aspect. So the judge went ahead and discharged Mundipiri. Now, a nolle prosequi is not an acquittal. It's simply stating that the state is not proceeding with the prosecution in that particular matter.
As you said, the nolle prosequi is not an acquittal, but we are talking about a murder allegations. What do you plan to do next? Is she free for good?
Well, in this particular case, she's free for good because, well, another person has been convicted of the murder in this particular case. So she is free for good. And that conviction does not say that this person was acting together with another person. Over and above that, what we intend to do is certainly we have to sue the state for malicious prosecution and false imprisonment. In this particular case, notwithstanding that she's not been acquitted, the very fact that she had to undergo this ordeal and the state itself chooses not to proceed, she deserves some recompense for the period that she stayed in custody. Yes, we will be pursuing that option.
She is an important official in your party. I mean, do you think this was a retribution because you had a change in government?
It has all the fingerprints of retribution because ordinarily in the first place, they should not have arrested her because all the evidence right from the start of the case suggested that she was not party to anything that related to the matter.
So you are saying that your party, on behalf of Ms. Piri, you are going to file for some damages. Is that correct?
Yes, we will file for damages for the time that she spent in prison.